I had so much fear and anxiety in my body that it was like my nervous system was on fire. Like a computer that was working so hard, you could feel it overheating. That's how my nervous system felt. Now, this fear and anxiety showed up as intense physical symptoms like digestive issues, vision changes. I was experiencing nausea, breathlessness. I was basically getting multiple panic attacks a day to the point that my body was completely depleted. I would try to go to sleep, maybe sleep for a couple hours, and then wake up with another panic attack. It was so intense that I basically developed a health anxiety disorder because these symptoms were so physical that I was convinced that there was something medically wrong. Now, I'm not saying that I never experience a tinge of fear or stress anymore. It's part of life. It's part of being human. But compared to before, where I basically became housebound, it's a night and day difference. So, how do I know how to heal and release fear and anxiety from your body? Well, it's because I've experienced the most extreme forms myself. Again, it got so bad that I became agoraphobic. I couldn't leave my house. I stopped working. I relied on my parents. I couldn't even cook for myself. The symptoms, sensations were so intense. I thought I was just gonna lose control. Not only have I been able to overcome that and recover, but we've helped thousands of people around the world release their fear and anxiety as well. There's actually a bunch of countless recovery stories you can see on this channel. So in this video, I'm gonna share with you exactly what happened and how exactly to do this yourself. If you experience fear and anxiety and you realize, like I did, how much it's been holding you back, then this video, I'm so serious, can literally change your life. But you're gonna have to hold your attention for a bit. We all know with the digital age, our attention spans have completely been ruined these days. And when you're dealing with anxiety and a dysregulated nervous system, when you're constantly trying to find relief, it can be even easier to be distracted. But I want to hold your attention for a moment so that you can actually get the life-changing benefits and no longer be doomed to suffer a life on edge where anxiety, where fear, where stress holds you back from the things that you want to do, which is going back to living, which is enjoying yourself. Look, when I was dealing with this, I took medication, I tried breathing techniques, I tried dietitians, naturopaths, acupuncture, I tried meditation. Many of the medication I tried was I was on Paxil, I was on trazodone because I couldn't sleep, I was on Klonopin for anxiety that I would take as needed. And even while doing all that, I was still experiencing intense symptoms. I was still experiencing panic attacks. I still wasn't able to leave my house. It felt like these things were band-aids, and any time my body was experiencing these symptoms, I would try to take it. Sometimes it helped, sometimes it took the edge off, sometimes it didn't. There was even this time I tried to do a 5-day water fast at home. And when my parents saw how extreme that was, I tried to go behind their back and fly to Costa Rica so I could do a 2-week water fast because I read on the internet that if you do a water fast, all these sensations and symptoms go away. And let's say it just never worked. Some of the things were marginal at best, but I was using them as a shield from feeling any symptoms. But it wasn't until I discovered this one thing that actually changed everything that I didn't even have to do those things. If I wanted to meditate and take supplements, which I do it for myself, but it isn't because I have all this stress and pent-up fear in my body. So how do you do it? How do you let go of this fear and anxiety? Well, I really know of two ways that you can do this. The first way is by identifying your true nature, which is indestructible awareness. You are not the body. You are not the mind. You are pure awareness. And that can never be touched. That can never be damaged. That can never be taken away. And what happens is when you realize you're not the mind, you're not the body, that sets a perfect foundation for healing and releasing. And so when you realize you're this indestructible awareness, that nothing can really touch you, it naturally creates a sense of safety. Now, that's one way. Now, the second way, the more practical way that I found helping other people around the world, which helped me too, which was helping you understand the mechanics of fear and anxiety. See, what happens is people feel these intense symptoms, these intense sensations, the anxiety and adrenaline burns off his thoughts, and they become fearful of the symptoms. They become fearful of the sensations. They feel like it's dangerous. And so what they do is that they resist. But if you can understand the mechanics of anxiety, if you can understand how the fight or flight response works, well, you start realizing that even though these symptoms, these sensations, these feelings, these emotions are incredibly uncomfortable, you're still safe. I have found that anxiety sufferers, and even myself, we were very logical. So we needed to be explained what was going on. So when I understood that what happens is that your nervous system basically becomes more and more sensitive. And when your nervous system becomes more sensitive, you start experiencing these symptoms and sensations. It helped me understand that because my nervous system was on edge, that's why I was experiencing these symptoms. This is why when I would go to my doctors thinking that there's something seriously wrong, I'm feeling these intense symptoms, and the doctors just disregarded me, it wasn't because that the doctors were just careless, but they understood from an anatomical and physiological perspective that I was healthy, I was fine. And it wasn't their job to tell me how to overcome these thoughts, because these fears that I had that these symptoms were dangerous were imagined thoughts. This was considered a perceived threat, right? And doctors can't help with perceived threats. They identify what is a true physical issue. Is it an organ issue? What's going on, and resolve that. But once they clear that, they couldn't do anything else. And so once I understood how the fight or flight response worked, why my nerves were on edge, why these symptoms were uncomfortable but not dangerous, I was able to create some safety naturally. So these are the two ways. One is through education, which I have found to be the most helpful, because when you're in this state, talking about pure awareness, sometimes it just doesn't land. You know, you're so focused on survival. You have your survival instincts that are so strong. Talking about being pure awareness, pure indestructible awareness, doesn't always resonate, but sometimes it does. If you want to bypass understanding everything, recognize that you are pure awareness. You are not your mind. You are not your body. And what you'll actually find is even if you learn the mechanics of anxiety, you will naturally come up with this conclusion on your own as you're healing. As I was healing, I realized that I would get a lot of these intrusive thoughts. Thoughts like, what if I'm going crazy? What if it's this? What if it's that? And once I learned how to respond to the thoughts, which was just let them be, let them pass, just observe it, you start realizing, well, I'm not my thoughts. These thoughts are just impressions. It's just recycled memory. And I can experience intense symptoms, but that doesn't mean that there's something medically wrong. I must not be the body either. So these are the two ways I found to create safety. Now, if you want to know more about the mechanics of anxiety, how it creates the symptoms, if you want more of a neuroscience understanding of it, I've written out a free ebook called Fearless that will show you exactly what's going on. The book is absolutely free, and I've put the link down below in the description box. Now, there's a saying which is 100% true, which is you have to feel it to heal it. But you're not going to be able to feel it if you don't know that you are safe to feel it. This is why the most important thing, and this is what every amazing healer does, is that before they even start the work, they help you understand that you are safe. The key focus in overcoming this first is establishing safety. Now, there's multiple ways of doing that, like I mentioned. You can recognize your pure awareness, but you can also recognize the mechanics of anxiety and how these feelings can be uncomfortable, but not dangerous. What happens sometimes is when people are trying to get better, they're always coping, they're always managing, they're always resisting the symptoms. They're trying to find comfort without finding safety first. And this is what gets people stuck. This is how the compulsive cycle starts. This is how people become compulsive in trying to avoid their thoughts, their feelings. This is where people start Google searching their symptoms. This is where people try to get assurance seeking. This is where people are always ruminating 24/7 and then wondering, how can I stop? So if you can feel and experience without feeling overwhelmed and unsafe, this is what we define as establishing a window of tolerance. This tolerance is with your feelings, with your emotions, and this window of tolerance allows you to feel everything that's surfacing up. But if you think everything is dangerous, it's not going to work. Once you realize that you were safe, well, what happens is that your body and your mind process these emotions. Energy in motion, that's what an emotion is. These symptoms, these sensations you're feeling, it's just being trapped. And because you don't feel that safety, well, you're not willing to let it pass through. Once you let the symptoms pass, well, you will start seeing over time that these symptoms over time go away. Now, when I first started realizing this, it was actually when I was at the emergency room. It was on my birthday and I was experiencing intense symptoms. I felt like my diaphragm was contracting and I couldn't get a full breath of air. And I thought that I was going to collapse and fall. And I'd gone to the ER so many times. And I begged my mom to take me to the ER this one time. And even though they were so fed up, they said, okay, let's go. My mom took me. My dad didn't even know. My dad was really upset because I had gone to the ER, the emergency room, so much. And so what happened was I went to the ER. The doctor said it was anxiety and I felt like they just didn't understand. These symptoms were really intense. But because I was in the ER and I was there all day, what happened was is that all these sensations and symptoms that were coming up, I was letting it come up. Because I felt that if there was something dangerous, if something was going to happen, the best place for it to happen is in the ER. So if I was going to collapse, if something bad was going to happen, I wanted to be in the ER so that they could, you know, fix me, they could help me. And what happened was throughout the whole day, I was just letting the emotions come. I was letting the symptoms come. And for hours, I was feeling this. But I found over time, especially in the evening time and at night, I was actually feeling a lot better. And that was just because I was feeling a sense of safety, but that was in the hospital. My sense of safety was the fact that I was in the hospital and I had doctors and nurses taking care of me. But that was the moment when I realized that this was anxiety and fear. The stress was so intense, the symptoms were so intense that I couldn't even believe it was anxiety or fear. I thought it was something medically wrong. But once I understood that, and I learned from my experience in the emergency room, well, then I started applying that in my healing journey, which was the fact that I just needed to let the symptoms be there. I didn't need to fight it, that I was internally safe, that this was just anxiety and nothing more. Do you see how none of this could have happened unless I established some level of safety? This is why when we're guiding people, the first thing we focus on is education. And like I mentioned, whether that's education through the nervous system or recognizing your pure awareness, it's the same thing. There's other modalities as well. Don't get too caught up in that. The focus is really understanding that these symptoms, as uncomfortable as they are, they need to be processed. You need to let them process. So take a moment and let these symptoms surface up. Don't try to fight it. Recognize you're safe. All you need to do is observe it. Observe it with curiosity. You don't need to analyze it. You don't need to fix it. Just let it be there. And anytime you try to resist or tense, just notice it and just relax. Do this for as long as you can. And start getting to a place where you're able to do this and then continue on your day. You will start noticing that yes, you might have certain symptoms pop up and then disappear. You might even have some symptoms come in more intensity. But you notice as long as you let it come, it's just like waves. As long as these waves come, some waves will be high, some waves will be low, but eventually it just stabilizes. So as you can do that, you will see in itself that your body is finally burning off this fear, is finally burning off the stress. Now this is something that nobody can ever take away from you. So let the symptoms come, let it pass, and just see what comes up. Again, with curiosity, recognize you're not the mind, you're not the body. And then also take some time and understand the mechanics of anxiety because knowledge dispels fear and you need to feel it to heal it. So I hope you enjoy this video. Again, there's some free resources down below, including applying for mentorship if you're interested in having us guide you through the process. I hope you enjoy this video. I'll see you in the next one.